On the front page of the National Post this morning, the headline is Study Finds Potential Errors in Chemo Use. And the story says Canadian researchers have uncovered several potential errors that could undermine the production of chemotherapy solutions and also lead to catastrophic consequences for some of the patients who are treated with chemotherapy drugs on a daily basis. What's going on here?
Well, what was interesting, this study published in the Journal of Oncology Pharmacy Practice, is that they wanted to find out the process by which various chemotherapy agents are produced in hospital pharmacies, because these have to be very specifically measured, the volumes have to be exact, that the rate at which it's given to the patient has to be right on. And the reason is because these drugs are essentially toxic to cancer cells and also to normal cells. And so you have to be very careful how much you give, because you want to have a delicate balance between killing off the cancer and not destroying a lot of normal tissue. And so in this case, what they did is there were two components to this particular study. They had a survey of 331 doctors, nurses, and pharmacists involved in cancer care, asking what they observed. And they also had people embedded in the pharmacies, unknown to the pharmacies themselves, to monitor and see the process by which the medications were produced. And in this case, what they found were a series of systemic errors in the process of preparing the medications. And these included using the wrong infusion pump, incorrectly preparing the volume of the drug being used, the pump being clamped at the bedside with no drug being delivered, the pumps malfunctioning and giving too much drug or too little drug to the patient, and in the pharmacy itself, the lack of a second worker to be able to check the solution to ensure that no error was made and to make sure that what was being prepared was correct. The work surfaces on the benches where they were preparing the medications contained a lot of different preparations being concurrently prepared at the same time. So you'd have different drugs being used for various patients, but they were all on the same bench with a chance of them being mixed up.
Right.
And so there is, you know, again, just systematic errors, Mark, not keeping the patient's name on the infusion bag throughout the process so that it could be potentially labeled with the wrong patient, and no way to check the accuracy of the preparation after it left the pharmacy. So you could see that the whole process needs to have some structure, just as you have now established procedures to reduce errors in surgical suites, in other processes, just in normal overall systemic processes that go on in various industries. This would be no different.
And it's only stands to reason that when you're dealing with medication, you need to be careful, but especially something that can be as toxic as this, right?
Well, that's exactly right, because if you're dealing with a situation where if you give too much of the drug all at once, you run the risk of literally causing that patient to die, and that's what's happened in one instance when they met in this particular study. They talked about that. So it is, as with any medication, Mark, because this was just dealing with chemotherapy medications, but you can have people succumbing as a result of overdosing from any drug. So is this just the chemotherapy agents themselves, or are there other medications where this process is affecting that delivery to patients as well? So it opens up a much broader area that needs to be evaluated.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.